I'm not happy.
Oh, please. You told me to do it.
I'm not happy. Oh, you've taken my moment of glory off me.
This is
you've stole my moment. My 5 minutes that I have every Tuesday on radio. My power rankings. Not yours. Not Pups. Not the public's. Well, mine. And you have stolen it.
Well, this is an absolute outrage because Loz goes, I've got nothing. Can you do something today? So I've stepped up to the plate under duress. Mm. And
what are you going for?
I've got our top five significant gold medal hopefuls.
Oh, come on, mate. You got something better than that. Look, they're not going to go ahead the Olympics. I've already told you.
Well, look. They are. And you're going to sit there in your green and gold best.
I'll cheer them
for
on.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
In front of with one of those big, you know, foam hands.
Yeah, sitting and my flag.
Sitting in front of your TV, scoffing yourself with as much food and drink as you possibly can, and hopefully cheering these five individuals or teams to gold medals.
So gold, not medal. Not to medal, but to get gold.
Significant gold medal hopefuls. I've left some obviouses out.
Right.
So I've gone a little bit wide here, and I'll explain the reason for their significance.
All right.
And I'll go from five to one. So number five is Logan Martin. Significant because he's competing in one of the new sports. Now, the IOC wants to bring in a whole heap of new sports, and they have, to sort of connect with a more younger audience. And so we have had a lot of great athletes competing in X Games over the last however many years, and now they get an opportunity at Olympic level. And Logan Martin is a BMX rider, so he'll be the $2.10 favourite, in fact, with Tab as it stands, to win gold in the men's BMX freestyle, making its Olympic debut, as I mentioned. So these are tricks and jumps over ramps and obstacles. You complete 2 1-minute runs, your best score is the score that counts. He recently won his second world title in 4 years. Logan Martin, $2.10 favourite with Tab to win gold in the men's BMX freestyle. He's number five. Number four, Jess Fox. Very well known in Olympic circles in the canoeing and kayak. She's the $2 favourite with Tab in the women's slalom, the C1.
Lock her in, Mido.
And $1.60 for the K1. 7 times world champion.
Lock her in.
She's looking for her first gold medal. She won silver in London, bronze in Rio. Her mum is her coach as well. She's had to get creative in preparation in this pandemic world. For instance, how's this for preparation? While she's been holding a wooden rod like an oar, she's been dodging tennis balls. That's one of the drills she's been doing to prepare.
I met Jess Fox a couple of years ago. You would not meet a...
great ambassador.
Well, you wouldn't meet a better young lady. Mm. Gee, she was lovely to talk to and a very inspiring story. And you're right, a great family, and fingers crossed that she can win that gold medal.
Number three, the Kookaburras, the men's hockey team. They're the $3.50 joint favourites with Tab, along with Belgium. Though the Aussies are ranked number one in the world. Now, we have a very proud history in this sport. We last won gold in Athens back in 2004, but we fell short of the medal rounds for the first time in 44 years in Rio. Co-captain Eddie Ockenden, he's still there. He's going to his fourth games, but there are 9 debutants there. But this is, so there's been a bit of a regeneration of that squad. But as it stands, number one in the world. And you're getting some value there, $3.50 joint favourite, even though we are number one in the world heading into the games. Number two, Stuart McSwain. And one of our listeners pointed Stuart McSwain out on the text line a few weeks ago. He's a 26-year-old long-distance runner. Now, Australia hasn't won a track athletics medal since the 4x400-metre relay in Athens in 2004. Now, McSwain recently broke Craig Mottram's 1500-metre Australian record that Mottram set back in 2005. This was at a meet in Oslo recently. Now, Norway's Jakob Ingebrigtsen is probably the favourite here. We haven't got a market out yet. But Stuart McSwain, a big chance to win a track gold medal. And we haven't had that for a long time. So whenever we got someone in the mix, that would be hugely significant to Australia to win a track gold medal. Number one is the obvious. Ariane Titmus. I think she's going to do what Stephanie Rice did back in 2008, albeit in different forms. But she'll be in the 200 and 400 freestyle. She'll also be a big gold medal winning chance. You'd think we'll win the 4x200 metre freestyle relay. At the Aussie trials, her times were well quicker than US superstar Katie Ledecky. She's the hot favourite in both the 2 and 400 freestyle. 20-year-old Ariane Titmus will be the star coming out of this Olympic Games. Particularly that matchup with Ledecky is going to be unmissable. So yeah, there you have it.
I'll tell you what, you've done your research there. I'll tell you, I'll give you a name to look out for. All right? There's two. First one is a guy by the name of Elijah Winnington.
Sport?
Swimming. Mm. All right? He's a chance in the 400 freestyle. So there's one. And the other bloke, look out for, is Rowan Dennis.
Yeah.
Road cycling.
Yep.
He's a time trial world champion, winner in 2018, 2019. And he set himself the task of winning gold. And this is his time. So there's two Olympians we should be looking out for, Mitto, because they're two that I reckon are sneaky chances of winning gold for Australia.
Love it. Give him strength.